he figured out a couple years ago, somehow got it in his mind, that that chicken farming was the way to go. And he wanted to, well, it basically started out as he wanted a place to go to relax. It's not in my family's genes to do that. Not real big. They don't like to relax. They like to work. And because relaxing doesn't make, you know, any money. Money's security. It's how it works. No relaxing. So he goes out, and of course, instead of buying a house out in the country or building a house out in the country, he wanted a trailer out next to this farm. And he couldn't buy a new trailer because they didn't want any more trailers in the county. So he gets this old, really crappy trailer, and he fixes it up. And he fixes it up for, like, I don't know, it was like a year. I used to go up there and help him. But, you know, he'd take that and he had to work. That was what he did. His leisure time was working. And they had egg layers. Their chicken houses where they take the eggs out of them. And so he bought one. And then he bought half a farm. And then he bought another one. He bought that farm. And just to have like another way to make money, he built a shop out behind his house, like a big garage. He built it to basically like to have a place to work on cars and stuff like that. It was kind of supposed to be for fun. No, he after my father bought his bought part of his car repair business. He's basically car repair. After he got out of the Korean War, he was like a milkman. He delivered bread, did different stuff, and then finally they started up and had going, and they bought the upstairs place. And basically, it was like my father's idea. He was really young, but he just made the suggestion. Why, you know, you're fixing cars. Why don't you sell car parts? It'd be cheaper. And they thought, okay. And then they did it. And then they started getting stuff up from there. And the car repair part is like downstairs. You know, you drive down this thing and it's underneath. It used to be a bike shop upstairs. They bought that out and turned it into a car parts store. And whenever you order parts downstairs, there's a window. We just lower them down on a rope. And tickets go up and down the ropes. That's just how it worked. Well, after my father kind of bought Pop out of his business, which was at that time called Automotive, and my dad's part upstairs that I guess he bought out at some point in time. Then Pop had, you know, like 1% left in it, so they were kind of like paying him off on that. So he built this shop down near his house, and then he starts fixing cars. So he doesn't get any relaxing in. He doesn't get any relaxation. People from Roswell that know him, anytime something breaks on their car, day or night, come to his house now and do stuff. And my granny, who is a wonderfully strong woman, you don't want to cross her. Nobody crosses granny. She's tough.
We won't put that part in there.
No, it's just a joke because she's really like everybody loves her, but everybody knows who's the boss. You know, that's the thing about granny is everybody knows who's the boss,